Welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our predicted lineup for the big, big game under the lights, Villa Park, European action. Aston Villa v Ajax. The tie is currently 0-0 and it is all to play for. Justin, as this game gets closer, are you getting more nervous or more excited?
More excited. Can't wait. Absolutely buzzing for it. To come so quickly after Sunday. It's what we need. We need a full Villa Park, night game, European nights, top opposition. Just can't wait for it. It's what we want. It's what we wanted. It's what you wanted the last 15, 20 years since we haven't been in Europe. These are the nights that we wanted to be back in Europe for, and that's what we're there for. And can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, there is a bit of pressure on it. There's a bit of pressure on it for the team, bit of pressure on Unai to get it right, because we want to progress. We want to get into that next stage. And like I said on the match preview, it feels like get this right and then momentum is back with Villa going into the games to come as well. And then the fan base has a lot to still look forward to. So I'm super excited. So what we're going to do, predicted lineup, we're going to have a little look at Ajax as well. We're going to have a little look at Ajax's last game. Some of the things that I've picked out to note of how Villa maybe can exploit Ajax. And we'll have a look at the predicted lineup, the lineup that we think we're going to go with. We haven't spoke about it, so I don't know what Justin's thinking. So make it up as we go along, as we generally normally do on Up the Villa podcast. So I'm just going to show Justin and you guys at home some of the things that I noticed for their game at the weekend. It was 2-2. One thing to note is their shape out of possession. And I think this is something that we might see them do against Aston Villa. Their shape mirrored Villa's shape a little bit as well. You can see they've got sort of two players in a midfield area. And Ajax were happy to box them in and play with a box midfield as well. So you can see Akpom the striker. You've got midfielders here and here. So they were really happy to box in their midfield. And I think they'll probably do something like that against Aston Villa. You've got Sosa, the fullback, who came out to press. But you've also then got two players that would be either side of that double pivot for Aston Villa. And they were generally in a little bit of space. So that's something that I noticed in the game. Another thing that I noticed in the game as well was the Ajax press, but they generally left Henderson free in the middle of the park. I think in this game, it's important that we subdue Henderson. You know, he's very industrious in midfield, and I think we have to just negate Henderson in midfield. But the one good thing that I spotted in the game that they played at the weekend was they play quite narrow in central midfield, which allows them to sort of win the second balls. And this is what they did for their first goal. They won the ball. Henderson played a little give and go. And this player literally carried it to the 18-yard box and put it in the back of the net. Another area that I think Ajax can be got at is playing out from the back. We saw that Villa struggled at the weekend playing out from the back with a five at the back, and Ajax struggled as well. Ajax really struggled in this game when they were pressed. If you press them aggressively, they lose the ball, they turn over the ball, and then you can win that ball back. And when they've got five at the back, you know, they're not set that well to counteract us on transition. So I think that's an area that Villa, if we press really well, we can get more joy in this game, especially. Anybody who's not seen the Ajax highlights from the weekend, check this goal out. This goal that Ajax conceded was unbelievable. He literally smashes it from there. It literally goes top corner. It's some finish this is. And then finally, again, Ajax playing out from the back, lose the ball. If you get aggressive with them, win that ball, you can put them under amounts of pressure, and they are very, very vulnerable in these areas. So, Justin, I know you weren't that impressed with Ajax, and I know you said that on the match preview. Are all of these things that you would hope that Villa are going to expose Ajax with?
Yeah, I think what I'm more concerned about this game is us, I think. I think we've concentrated too much on Ajax last week. and especially Spurs at the weekend. And we've gone away from what we do best, which is our game plan and setting ourselves out how to beat the opposition rather than not lose to them. And I felt we've gone a little bit too far the other way the last two games. And I think if we play as good as we know we can and we set up the way that we generally set up, then I think we can negate any of our, you know, strengths that they can come and throw at us. They're not going to come gungo. They're not going to come all-out attack. You know, they've got to be very careful because they could lose it in the first 15, 20 minutes if we start really well, because I don't think they're that good. I might be setting myself up for a fall, and any team on any day can have an absolute worldie, and we could have an off day, as we've seen the last, well, especially on Sunday. So it's not to say we can't lose this game. Of course we can, but a good top-class Villa team that we know we are, playing as well as we know we can, I don't think we need to worry too much about Ajax. I know he'll have plans in place for how they play and how they set up and how they play it from the back. I think they're going to be slow to play out. I think they're going to be measured. I think they're going to try and keep hold of the ball as much as possible. And we've just got to make sure we do what we do well, which is dictate the play, dominate the ball, dominate possession. And the front players, we've got to get them in the game. Well, the last two games, we've barely seen us put a foot, up top. We've barely put a glove on the last, Ajax last week and Spurs. So we need to make sure we're very proactive. We push up high. We maybe even transition quicker than we have done. And just be very positive. Go for them from the first whistle, Use the crowd, use the energy, use the impetus that we're going to create in the first 10, 15 minutes. And just be all over them. Swarm them.
Yeah, it's interesting because obviously Villa are at home, so I'm fully confident of us playing at home. I do look at Ajax and I think, what are they going to want to do? I think they're going to want to take the game deep, aren't they? So long as you, like you say, as long as we control the game and we are explosive and we just look like high intensity is what I want. I don't want it to be really flat and sort of cagey. I want us to just go for it. I want us to just play the way that we can. And like you say, look dangerous, look direct, look full of energy, press, aggressive. And that's everything that I want to see anyway. So let's go then to...
Just one more thing, sorry. I think is very, very important. And I put a tweet out last week saying, it'd be lovely if we could get there early and see the team coaching. But regardless of whether that happens or not, the fans and the players have to feed off each other in this game. Now, it is imperatively important that the fans, at the start of that game, before the kickoff, we make it a cauldron of noise, make it really loud, really intimidating. Hopefully that gives the players that little boost to start the game, and then they start really well and they're feeding off us. And then we can see them starting really well. And then we keep singing, we keep going. We don't want this game to become a flat atmosphere. That will play into Ajax's hands 1,000,000%. We need to be up for it at the start, singing loud, singing for a long time. And then that players can feed off that. And then we can feed off each other for the 90 minutes. That's how you win games in Europe, I think.
Spot on. And like we said at the start, we've been out of Europe for years. We've got to make sure that this campaign is very, very successful because it's been years since we've been here. So yeah, I expect everything that you've said.
We love, look at this behind me, that is European Cup. That's something we are still celebrating donkey's years after we won it. That's what we want to be doing again. We want to celebrate this team because it deserves to put a trophy on the cabinet for what's happened this year. And this is a real, real chance to put a trophy on the cabinet. We can win this tournament, but it starts on Thursday night at home.
Yeah, I was on BBC yesterday and it was me and a Spurs fan and we were talking about the race for the top four. And they asked me, do Villa really want Champions League? And I was like, sorry, what? And I said, we're steeped in history in Europe. We've won the European Cup. Of course we want to get into Europe. And then I had Newcastle went out of it early. And I was like, well, we're in Europe this season. We are gaining experience. We are travelling. We are learning how to play Thursday, Sunday. And I just felt like you don't turn your nose up at Europe, whether it's the Conference League, whether it's an Intertoto Cup. If it is Europe and you are playing European teams, that is the pinnacle of football, to play and test yourselves against the very, very best. And Ajax aren't the very, very best, but no, they are a European giant steeped in history. Two teams that are striving to get back to the top echelons of European football. And if you can't be up for Europe, then you know what I'm saying? So I had to explain my European BBC drama, because I was just like, European football means a lot. It means a lot to everybody. So, you know, we've got to grasp it. We've got to go for it. And we've just got to win. And that's the bottom line. So predicted lineup then. Let's go. Justin Villa's lineup. To note, there will be no Konsa, because Konsa will be serving his suspension. John McGinn can play. So Martinez in goal. What is your back four, Justin?
Cash, Longley, Pau, Moreno.
Okay, Cash, Longley, Pau. Where's he gone now? Right, Longley and Moreno, yeah?
I think so.
Right, let me just compute what you've just said. So Cash, Longley, yeah. Pau, Moreno.
Yeah, the only two question marks were obviously the left back issue, but I think whoever starts, the other one comes on anyway. We've seen that time and time again when both fit. It's a nice 60-30 split. So someone has a good, and Moreno gives us that better attacking output, although Dean's perfectly adequate at playing there. And then Luca Dean can come on for the last half an hour. It wouldn't bother me if either of them started. They're both pretty much very similar. One slightly better defensively, one slightly better going forward. The only other possible selection issue is Carlos, but I don't think he's quite ready for a start yet. We saw him come off the bench of the day, and he's great to have back on the bench as well as an option. If we're 1-0, 2-1 up with 10 to go, great. We've seen him do it a few times. Stick an extra centre-half on, brilliant. We've got that option now back on the bench.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think when I watched Emery on that TNT tactic episode he did, he was saying that Moreno is more of a winger / fullback. So in my head now, whenever I think Villa need to attack, we're going with Moreno. So I fully agree with that defence. Now, first leg, McGinn had a bit of a knock going into it, apparently. So he started on the bench, rested at the same time. Now, here's my little predicament that I'm in with the middle of the park. And you can let me know what you think in the comment section. Who are you going with in the middle in the comment section? Right, so John McGinn. Do we put John McGinn further forward and allow Tim to play in the double pivot, which will bring Tim and Dougie Luiz's relationship, because maybe that's what's going to happen? Is it going to be Tielemans and Luiz, because that's what's going to happen in the Premier League? Or does he go with McGinn because he thinks McGinn can play there and will be a lot better? That's where my head's at. The other one is, does Douglas Luiz play, knowing that McGinn's not going to be in the next three games? Do we rotate Douglas Luiz is another thing that I'm thinking, but I don't know. I'm thinking more ahead of what's to come, but this is a huge game and we need to play all our best players, I guess. But, you know, with what's going to happen with central midfield, can we keep Luiz keep going and going and going and going and going? So, Justin, what is your double pivot for the game?
McGinn and Luiz. Thinking wise is, McGinn's out after this game anyway, so we're using for a full 90 in this. You just go full bore, John. You've got, you know, a couple of weeks off after this, so just give us everything. Get us through to the next round and then do your thing. Tim Mirabunin will have to, I'm 90% sure he will come in for McGinn against West Ham. I don't think the manager's thinking about the West Ham game. I think this has now become hyper, hyper critical to get through, because this is our chance of glory now. Fourth or fifth in the league is more or less nailed on, barring an absolute disaster, which is tremendous. I know he'll want fourth, but he won't. I don't think he'll tomb. I know we have seen sort of tweaks with a view to another game and resting players like we did McGinn. But I just think because Tim's got to play every game, we saw it last week when he played against Ajax, that he did have a bit of cramp towards the end. Now, he's a young kid, hasn't played much. High intense game coming up the weekend. I think because we need him, I don't think we'll start him against Ajax because he's going to be playing at the weekend. So currently our best double pivot of players that are available is Luiz and McGinn. So that's for me. And we have to win this game. And hopefully, if what my actual real, real deep down thoughts are, I think we could really go to town on them. If we play as well as we did Sunday, it's going to be a tough game. But if we play to our best, which is very difficult to suddenly switch it on, then there could be an opportunity to rest players at the end of the game. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. I think Bailey starts. I think he has to start. And I think he has to go back to this wide right position. That is his best position. Cause chaos. The next options, you've got two more spots then. So Ramsey missed the squad on Sunday. So I imagine he's probably going to be in the squad because Emery said he was going to train on Saturday. Maybe he just couldn't make the game. So I imagine he should probably be back. So where do we go now? Do we go with Tielemans partnering Watkins and Tielemans dropping into that midfield, and then we play a Rodgers on the left? Or where's you thinking? Is it Diaby up top with Watkins and Tielemans on the left? Where are you going?
I'm going all out attack. I'm going to finish this game in the first half. So you know where I'm going. Okay, I'm going with experience. I'm going with our big players. I'm going with Tielemans. And I'm going with Diaby. The glory of Tielemans is he's such a flexible player that can play multiple positions, and he's very intelligent. So slot him in there. We can almost go to a 4-3-3 if we need to. He loves a flexible formation. He loves players to be picking areas up, if you like. He loves positional players that can just have footballing IQ to go, okay, he's gone, so I'm going to sit. I think there's still a chance to be at the Bailey-Diaby axis could really kick off at some point as well. And we need to give Watkins as much support as we possibly can. So for me, that's our best 11 currently that's fit.
Yeah, I fully agree. I love it. I think it's good. It's got balance. It's got pace. It's got power. It's got a clinical edge to it. It's got structure. It's got control. It's got it all, really. I look at the two teams and I think, yes, we've more than enough in there. McGinn up against Henderson, I think that makes sense for me. I think McGinn will win that battle. And I just think we can expose that back five.
Yeah. Also, with them playing five at the back, what we don't want to do is concede the ball to them. So if you are playing Watkins, Diaby, Bailey, that can keep the back five really pinned back. Because, you know, what we don't want is their fullbacks to have the freedom to get forward. So if you do play a more defensively minded, you know, if you play Tielemans in that Diaby role and then a Rodgers, you're effectively only playing one forward and one winger and then four midfielders. So by playing Diaby, Bailey and Watkins in that top sort of area, that's three attack-minded players that can hopefully keep their back five pinned back and worried. You know, and the fullbacks aren't going to think, "Oh, I'm going to bomb forward here because they've only got one up top." We haven't. We got and we got two real proper pacey players there, which you know you don't want to be isolated with Diaby or Bailey or Watkins. To be fair, so all five of their defenders are going to be thinking, "We can't really go gungo here." So that should give us the opportunity, at the very least, in the first half an hour of the game, to pin them back. And then it's all about our quality, whether we can open them up and we can take advantage of hopefully overloads and things that we create.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game then. So we're going to just have a little look at the teams that are left in the competition then, and we'll have a brief run through of what's happening elsewhere. So we've got Fenerbahce are 3-0 up against Union Saint. So Fenerbahce will be into the quarters. We've got Dynamo Zagreb 2-0 up. We've got Molde 2-1 up. We've got Lille 3-0 up. Fiorentina 4-3. What a game that was against Maccabi Haifa. Cerevete 0-0. Villa 0-0. And Tel Aviv 4-1. 4-1 up against Olympiacos. That's big, wasn't it? Because I was saying we do not want to play a Greek team in that final. So Fenerbahce look like they're going strong. I think Lille are the strongest team in this. Who worries you that are left, Justin?
There's some really good teams left there. You know, we are favourites, but you know, there's teams there that not that long ago were doing pretty well in the Champions League. Molde have been in the Champions League. Lille have, Fenerbahce, Dinamo Zagreb, Fiorentina have had good seasons recently. I think Plzeň have as well, been Champions League team not that long ago. Olympiacos. There's some big names. You know, if you're left, if let's say all the teams that are left there that are winning currently go through, there's some really, really tough games ahead. But it's two-legged and we are a good side. We've just got to find a bit of form. And I think we've got a very good chance to go at least semi-finals. That's what I'm hoping. And then once you get to the semi-finals, you know, you're talking, you've just got to turn up a couple of times and you're in the final. And then it's a one-off game. Anyone can win that. So our fans just to get to at least semi-finals.
Love it. Right. Just going to quickly point out something that Justin said, which I thought was brilliant, about pinning the Ajax fullbacks back. This was their game at the weekend, 2-2. And you can see this player is suspended for the game. He got sent off against Villa, but that's one of their fullbacks. And Sosa is the next one. So you can see that it's really important that these two fullbacks are pinned back, because there's a lot of attacking.
A lot of wingers, aren't they?
Yeah, so we've really got to make sure we push those back. You can see in the middle of the park that it's quite narrow, so we should be able to have a lot more focus on our structure with our four in there anyway. So I just wanted to highlight that as well. And so looking forward to it, Justin. We will be doing fan cams after the game. So if anybody wants to come and say hi or be on the fan cam on our road to European glory, then come on and have your say after the game. But cheers, everyone who's watched our build up to the game. Let's enjoy it. Let's be loud. Let's be proud. And let's see us into that quarterfinal draw. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.